Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the lead up to Christmas this year, I think, could be summed up with one word: challenging. When you consider that over the last month or so, we've had the ISIS terror attack in Paris, followed by the shooting in San Bernardino, budget conflicts in Congress, protests in Chicago, worry of protests in Baltimore, and throw on top of all of that presidential debates, and it seems like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump seeing who can maybe speak the untruth the most while saying they're really being truthful. All of it gets you to the point where you end up kind of going, could we just have Christmas? And I think that's kind of what Andy Williams had in mind when he sang that song, "We Need a Little Christmas." Everybody could do with a little Merry Christmas now and again. And so he sings that song, "We Need a Little Christmas," right this very minute. But then, if you listen to the song, I start to question really the answer that seems to be laid out. The song continues, "So haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again, fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now." And it continues with, "Climb down the chimney, slice up the fruit cake, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen." But I think, you know, the best is towards the very end, that wonderful line that goes, "But, dear Santa, we're in a hurry." And I'd like you to think about all of that. And the message is, we need a little Merry Christmas. Little? Putting up the tree before our spirit falls again, filling up the stocking, decking the halls again. Mind you, if you're decking the halls again, you've already decked them. So asking for twice as many decorations. Climb down the chimney. Oh yeah, that's a nice fun thing. Slice up the fruitcake. Okay, I'm weird. I like fruitcake. I look at that one and go, okay, that's good. But put up the brightest string of lights. Do you know what it takes to put up the lights here at Zion? And we're in a hurry. That just doesn't sound like a little Merry Christmas. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe Christmas has gotten too big. Maybe Linus and the Charlie Brown Christmas has it right. It's all gone commercial. Although I have not seen anybody in Lodi have their dog decorate their house yet. But Snoopy is special. But when you think of Christmas, it is the number one holiday in America. In fact, Christmas is so big that it is the biggest single economic indicator of the mood of our country. Christmas. There are more Christmas parades, more Christmas parties, more Christmas family gatherings, more Christmas TV specials, more Christmas TV movies, especially on the Hallmark Channel. And let me tell you, there really are a lot of them because our DVR is full. I did not record them. More Christmas commercials, which started in September. More. Christmas is bigger than any other holiday by a long shot. And the list of mores and most goes on and on, but unfortunately includes there are more cases of depression diagnosed in the month of December than any other month. And shockingly, there are more suicides in the week of Christmas than there are in any other month during the year. Just that one week. Christmas. Maybe we do need a little Merry Christmas right this very minute. I'm sure that's kind of what Joseph Moore was feeling on Christmas Eve, 1818. He was the associate pastor at, get this, I'm not making this up, St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Austria. He had been there for one whole year as an associate pastor. He was given the job of doing the Christmas service, the Christmas midnight service, which took place at midnight, Christmas Eve or very early Christmas morning, whichever way you want to look at it. He had put together a cantata with the choir to be accompanied by the organ. And Christmas Eve, during the day, he came to church. And he went through everything to just make sure everything was in place. I get that. But what I never have had to deal with is that when he turned on the organ, it didn't work. He spent the whole day trying to fix it. To kind of fast forward a little bit, it took 2 years for an organ specialist to fix it. It was broke. And when night came and it still wasn't fixed, he was in an absolute panic. What do we do? And then he thought of something. He thought of his Christmas 2 years earlier, which for him was the best Christmas he had ever had. He had spent it with his grandfather. And on Christmas Eve, he had walked to church. It was a beautiful night. And when the service was done, he walked back to his grandfather's house. And the walk back had been such a beautiful, peaceful walk that when he got to his grandfather's house, he sat down and he wrote a poem. Short little poem, had six simple little stanzas to it. And he went and he grabbed that poem that he had written 2 years earlier. And he went to one of the teachers of the school at St. Nicholas Church. His name was Franz Gruber. Franz had studied organ music under the elite in Europe. And he was a multi-talented person. He could play almost any instrument, including one of the simplest, the guitar. And so Joseph went to Franz and said, "Franz, the organ is broken. The choir can't sing without it. We've got to have some music. I don't know of anything we can do, but I have this little poem that I wrote 2 years ago. Do you think there's any chance you could write a simple tune to it and lead us with the guitar tonight?" To which Franz said, "Sure. Give it a try." About 11:45 that night, the choir was sweating bullets, Joseph was sweating bullets, and there was no Franz and there was no music. But a little bit later, right before midnight, he came in with guitar, with music, and he taught the choir very quickly this little song called Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, or as we know, Silent Night, Holy Night. And that was the song that was sung at Christmas service at midnight. The people so loved it that they told their neighbors, who told their neighbors, who ended up telling all of Europe about this special night at St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Austria, so that other churches started asking the church for this wonderful new song. Within 5 years, it had crossed the Atlantic and it was being sung in America. And tonight we will sing it too, accompanied by guitar, which will be a first for us here at Zion, so I'm kind of excited about it. But you know, having the organ go out, which would have seemed catastrophic, ended up being one of the hugest blessings because it helped everybody to focus on Christmas. Maybe we need something like that also. Something with a little less hoopla. Something that's a silent night experience. Something that stops us dead in our tracks and gets us past the glitz, the commercialism, and all the hype about Christmas. Something that ends the merry or the merriment. Something that gets our attention and makes us think. Something that seems to be lost. I think if we go to the Bible, we find it. It's a simple three-letter word. Law. Isaiah was speaking of it when he said, though your sins be as scarlet. Scarlet's red. It's the color of blood. And in the Bible, red, blood, it means one thing and one thing only. Death. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. You know, there are six words that I can just think it'll take the merry right out of Christmas. I don't think anybody's going to go, you know, say, Pastor, when you said the wages of sin is death, I just had this merry feeling in my heart. Why, it made me want to sing. Stops us dead in our tracks. But it also makes us then think, you know, there is nothing little and there is nothing merry about Christmas. First of all, Christmas is as big as it can come. It starts out with that enormity of our sin. Sin that separates us from God. You see, God and sinful mankind, we're miles apart. You know what? Let me correct that. We're light years apart. But, and please remember, that word is a giant eraser. Just erases everything that was said. But, God loves us. Because we're His creation. He realized there's this huge divide that sin has created. And He said, I will fix it. I will send my Son. I will send Him to take on all the sin of mankind and pay the price for it. I will send my Son to redeem my people and to reconcile them to me. And so God sent His Son. Put yourself in Jesus' position. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Son.
How you doing today, Dad? Great. Boy, have you heard the angels singing lately? Beautiful music those angels sing. Oh, yeah, Dad, I love the angels worshiping. Son, I got a little request from you. Sure, Dad, what is it? I need you to leave your position here in heaven with those angels worshiping you. And I need you to go down and let yourself be confined to the womb of a young virgin girl. I need you to allow yourself to be born, not in a hospital, not in a kingly palace, but in a stable. And then, son, for a bed, I'd like you to just accept the feeding trough of the animals. They're going to lay you an animal drool. I'm going to let you grow up with them. That's what I need you to do, son, so that one day they can arrest you and kill you. The most horrible death possible. But don't worry, son, because you're going to rise from the dead and defeat sin. Defeat the devil and defeat the death that he has brought on that world. What do you think, son? Now, how many of you would say, I'm all in, Dad. Let's do it. But that's the message of Christmas. That's exactly what Jesus said. And he humbled himself. And he became that baby. And he was laid in a manger. And that baby was born with the most enormous purpose in the world. To redeem us, so that the prophet could say, though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. So that our sins can be wiped away. So that separation is gone and we are reconciled with God. We are at peace with God. And now I want you to think back to the very beginning of the sermon. If there's anyone or anything you would want peace with, what would it be? Would you want peace between Republicans and Democrats? Peace with ISIS? Or peace with God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth? You see, when it comes down to it, we don't need a little merry Christmas. What we need is a big, peace-filled Christmas. And this is where Andy Williams does have it right. We need it right this very minute. In our Savior's name.